A final glimpse of the Holy Grail in the closing scene of Wagner's Parsifal, performed there by the Welsh National Opera Chorus and Orchestra, conducted by Reginald Goodall. The readers in tonight's Words and Music were Olivia Colman and Toby Stevens, and the producer was Elizabeth Funning. Just to say, the full playlist, including all the details of tonight's readings and music, is available on the Radio 3 website. And next week's Words and Music takes the subject of reconciliation. That's at the same time, 10:15, next Sunday evening, here on BBC Radio 3. First of Poulenc's five impromptus, played there by Eric Parkin.
Performers and music lovers from across the globe come together for an inspirational weekend of music at WOMAD. Exclusive coverage on BBC Radio 3 of the UK's biggest festival of world music. WOMAD 2011. 8 hours of live world music performances from Wiltshire. Coming to BBC Radio 3 next weekend.
And because we're at WOMAD, there won't be a jazz lineup next Sunday night. But do stay tuned now for this week's edition, in which British jazz is to the fore. Here's Claire Martin.
Hello. Virtuosic piano duets are on jazz lineup this week. Later, a glance to Manchester Jazz Festival that is currently happening.
Somewhere is the girl with the Spanish eyes who thinks of a drifter she knew long ago.
And a scattering of new releases. But let's start the programme with a supergroup who, over a 16-year career, outlasted all its contemporaries despite frequent changes in personnel. The band was Weather Report, co-led by the Austrian-born keyboard player Joe Zawinul and saxophonist Wayne Shorter. Other superstar players that were members at various points of the band's lifespan were Jaco Pastorius, Peter Erskine, Alfonso Johnson and Ayrton Moreira. To commemorate the 40th anniversary of Weather Report, a new DVD has been released of the band's 1978 performance at Offenbach in Germany. Well, here's the opening track from that DVD, and straight away it's apparent that the energy level is high and the vibe is definitely happening.
Thank you. Thank you.
No other group as successful as Weather Report at mixing structured forms, electronics and improvisation. That was from the new DVD, Live at Offenbach, and that was Joe Zawinul on keyboards, Jaco Pastorius on electric bass, Wayne Shorter on sax and Peter Erskine on drums. Let's continue with another live recording now, and this is from Butch Warren's French Five Tet, as he calls it. Butch is a bass player who's really had an amazing career since his birth in 1939 in Washington, D.C., playing with all the major jazz giants, including Sonny Clarke, Hank Mobley and McCoy Tyner. But in 1963, he joins Thelonious Monk's band and acquires an international reputation. So here's his composition, I Remember Monk. Thank you. Perrick Menuet on tenor sax, Jean-Philippe Bourdier on guitar, Pierre Christophe on piano, and Mourad Benhamou on drums, and the leader of the quintet, Butch Warren, on bass. And that was the track I Remember Monk, and it's taken from Butch Warren's latest CD, French Five Tet. And that's out on the France Music label. Jazz Lineup are staging at the BBC Maid of Vale Studios in West London two top concerts with two of the UK's most treasured jazz musicians in July. On the evening of Thursday, the 28th of July, we present Stan Saltzman and Friends. And the following night, on Friday, the 29th of July, it's happy birthday to Henry Lowther for his 70th birthday. On both occasions, they'll perform with a star-studded list of guests, and there are a limited number of tickets available for each night, so you can imagine the tickets are going fast. So to get your ticket, go to bbc.co.uk/tickets. That's two dates for your diary, Thursday the 28th of July for Stan Saltzman and Friday the 29th of July for Henry Lowther at 7.30 in the evening at the BBC Maid of Vale Studios in West London. So you can log on now to bbc.co.uk/tickets, and both of those concerts will be brought to you by Jazz Lineup. Well, here's Henry now in fine form from a CD made at the Ealing Jazz Festival back in 2000 with Frank Griffith, who's leading on reeds, Bob Martin's playing alto sax, Henry Lowther, of course, on the trumpet, Duncan Lamont Jr. on baritone sax, Steve Fishwick's playing the trumpet, Malcolm Smith's on trombone, Tom Cawley is on piano, Dominic Howe's on bass, and Matt Fishwick on drums. And this is a really good feature for Henry on the ballad Save Your Love for Me.
Thank you. Henry Lowther.
Henry Lowther's fluent lines on Save Your Love For Me from an album made at the Ealing Jazz Festival in 2000 with the band Frank Griffith Nonet. And good to hear a solo from Tom Cawley 10 years ago there. And Henry will be recording an exclusive gig for this programme to celebrate his 70th birthday at our BBC Maid of Our Studios on the 29th of this month. That's actually next week. And on the previous night, it will be this guy, Stan Saltzman. And here he is from his album Jigsaw with Mark Copland on piano, Larry Grenadier on bass and Bill Stewart on the drums. And this is No Discussion, a full-on energetic affair written by Mark Copland. Thank you. Stan Saltzman from his album Jigsaw, and that track giving everyone an opening, written by the band's pianist Mark Copland. So, two concerts at the BBC Maid of Ale studios for this programme, Jazz Lineup, and that's Thursday the 28th, where we present Stan Saltzman and friends, and the following night, Friday the 29th, it's Happy Birthday to Henry Lowther for his 70th birthday. On both occasions, they'll perform with a stellar lineup of guests, and there are a limited number of tickets available for each night. As you can imagine, they're going to disappear quickly. So get yours by going to bbc.co.uk/tickets. This is Jazz Lineup with me, Claire Martin, on BBC Radio 3. You find us online, on FM, and on DAB Digital Radio. The Manchester Jazz Festival runs until the 30th of July, and we've picked two contrasting artists to illustrate the diversity of the festival that advertises itself as the newest contemporary jazz festival. In 4 days' time, on the 28th, at the Royal Northern College of Music Concert Hall, you can catch the Grammy-nominated trio of singer Norma Winston, MBE, Italian pianist Glaso Venier, and German reeds player Klaus Gessing. Here from her ECM album Distances is the beautiful track Drifter.
What he wanted to do, the way that a wind that changes its direction will turn and leave. Summer go. And now he looks around him and detects the coming of the rain, the tumbleweed rolls across the plain, in the dust that lifts leave no impression at all, no sign he came here, moving on again, again, a wandering star is he. Shadow that moves. of a drifter she knew long ago. A stranger that he'll never know. Never know.
The much-loved Norma Winston in fine voice with the track Drifter from her ECM album Distances. And what a unique and inspiring musician Norma continues to be to us singers everywhere. And then Adam Fairhill's CD, Secondhand Blues, is the new CD from this Manchester-based musician. And he's chosen as one of the rising stars of the piano. Here from the album with Paul J. Rogers on various prepared instruments and soundscapes is the track Catfish, a piece that gives us a taste of the breadth of mixed styles on this album.
Thank you.
making a connection between the modal Delta blues of Robert Pettway, mixed with a nod to McCoy Tyner, and then set in 7/4 time. That was Catfish from the album by Adam Fairhill and Paul J. Rogers called Secondhand Blues. Jazz Lineup attended this year's Steinway Piano Festival, held at the Pizza Express in London earlier this year. Today, the pianists are Tim Lapthorne and Ross Stanley, and before we hear the set, Tim joins me to set it up. Tim, welcome to Jazz Lineup.
Oh, thank you, Claire.
So, tell us about this gig. I mean, how much rehearsal did you put into it?
Basically, we managed to do two rehearsals, one at my house with my rubbish little keyboard and a piano, and another one we managed to fit
did
in.
Did you take it in turns to the rubbish keyboard?
Yeah, we did, but I managed to hog the piano a bit. Then we did a rehearsal at Steinway Studios.
Nice.
Which is
that's more like it then.
A bit more like it, but even then we didn't have two. We had one upright and one Steinway. Great fun, actually.
You did it in the end. Yeah. So playing in a duet setting, how did you sort of approach that style musically?
It's very difficult to not get in each other's way for a start, because we know there's a very resonant area of the piano which we like, we piano players, which is kind of in the middle, and that can get a little bit congested if you both play around there, and so that's quite difficult. Also, they sound exactly the same. You know, it's like you're having a conversation with somebody, but they've got the same voice, the same tone,
the same tone. Yeah,
and because they're both Steinway B pianos.
Yeah.
So they're both tuned exactly the same. So sometimes you're playing, was that me? Was that him? No.
Yes, I can totally understand that. I remember Leanne Carroll and Ian Shaw did the same thing. They didn't do much rehearsing, went in to do this festival. And they both were scared to sort of play thirds because they didn't know whether he was going major, minor, whatever was going on. And it sounded like Chinese music.
Well, it's really difficult because you have to be very careful with the harmony.
Of course.
You know, there will be moments where I try something and Ross is doing something completely different.
But that's the spontaneity.
Yeah,
of
that's
it,
half
it?
Of the fun. Find a way, the chain might come off and you find a way to, you know, to put it back on and make more music and not worry about it.
Yeah, well, I think you did really well. Let's hear the first piece, and it's a tune by Alex Wilder, specifically loved by you.
Well, actually, this is Ross that introduced this one to me. I know that he does this with Alex Garnett in that quartet, and he brought this arrangement along. I thought it's a great arrangement. I had heard it on a Keith Jarrett album, I think, slightly different arrangement. But I think it's a good tune, and I might incorporate it into my repertoire, actually.
Well, let's hear the first half of the set, Tim. Now, you're on the right-hand side of the stereo, and Ross is obviously therefore on the left. And you start with While We Were Young by Alex Wilder.
Thank you.
Wilder's While We Were Young, played by Tim Lapthorne and Ross Stanley. And Tim is my guest today. Tim, tell me a bit about Ross and how you met and you know.
I've known Ross for several years, but often we piano players don't seem to meet up as much as we do with other instrumentalists, obviously.
Sure. Because was he an obvious choice to do it?
Yeah, too? I liked playing with Ross, so I didn't know how it was going to be, but I knew I would because I think he's a very strong player. He's got a lovely, nice time feel.
Yeah.
He understands harmony.
Let's go to the next piece you play, and it's an original of yours called Transport, and it's from the forthcoming album I know you're still working on, called Intention. So tell us a bit about this track.
Oh, yes. Yeah, so I originally called it Transport Cafe. I don't know why, I just sort of had this image of a kind of deserted...
You've been on the road too long.
Yes, I've been on the road too long. But then I was playing with Stephen Keogh, and we rehearsed, Stephen Keogh, the drummer, and he said, Tim, you can't call it that, it's terrible, you know, it's a terrible name. And I just thought, okay, I'll just call it Transport. And it has two sort of meanings, like to transport, maybe, you know, in that sort of way. But yeah,
nice bluesy feel to it, I really like it.
It's a blues, and I wanted some, it's kind of more focuses on the bass. There's like a bass riff that is the feature of it, really. Mm. When the improvisation starts, you can just really get into just a 12-bar blues, take it where you want.
Yeah, we both did that really well. Let's hear it then. I'm talking to Tim Lapthorne. He's playing with Ross Stanley here on his piece called Transport.
Thank you.
That was Transport, played by Ross Stanley and Tim Lapthorne. And you're listening to Jazz Lineup on BBC Radio 3, playing you a set from the recent Steinway Festival from the Pizza Express Jazz Club in London. And I'm currently talking to pianist Tim Lapthorne. So what's going on at the moment for you? Obviously, you're working on a new album.
I am working on an album. It's going a little bit slower than planned because I've just had another baby.
Just had another baby.
Yeah, well, not me personally, but me and my wife.
Congratulations.
She has. But I do loads of gigs, not so many under my own name, although I've done quite a few trio gigs at Ronnie Scott's with...
Who is in your trio?
It's Arnie Somerji and Stephen Keogh. And, yeah, I love playing with them. We've done a few gigs in Europe recently, in Barcelona and Italy, and I've done about 8 or 9 at Ronnie's, but mainly just trying out material, because this album's going to be all original material, and it's going to be with those two and with string quartet.
Wow,
and
that'd be nice.
Yeah, so that is, I've been writing.
That's why it's taking so long.
Yeah, well, I've basically done the arrangements, and it's just a question of recording it with the string quartet, and that's going to be happening quite soon.
So before we play the last piece, Tim, how do you think it went? I mean, do you want to do it again, or was it agony?
We are going to do it again. Ross has told me he's got a gig for me. I got this one. He's got another one, which is going to be... I'm not sure I'm allowed to say this, but I don't think he told me I wasn't allowed to say it.
But we're
going to be playing at the King's Place.
Very nice. Lovely venue.
Yeah, in Hall 1 or something. That's not for about a year, like September 2012.
So where can we see you in the not-too-distant future, Tim?
Well, tomorrow, Monday, I'm playing at the Boysdale Club in Canary Wharf. That's with a great singer called Nina Ferro.
She is great.
Yeah, and then the 26th, 27th, that's Tuesday and Wednesday, at Ronnie Scott's with Brandon Allen Quartet. That's at 11 o'clock in the evening. And I think it's next Sunday, 31st, Ealing Jazz Festival with Frank Griffith.
Brilliant. Well, I really enjoyed the set. I really did. Oh, and I especially like this arrangement of Old Devil Moon, because you've put it in 7/4, which I thought was a terrific idea, which I might steal, if that's okay.
That's fine.
And thank you very, very much for coming in and talking
to
us. Here it is. Old Devil Moon, played by Tim Lapthorne and Ross Stanley.
Thank you. Thank you.
Old Devil Moon, played by Tim Lapthorne and Russ Stanley, and that set was recorded at the Pizza Express Dean Street earlier this year as part of their annual Steinway Piano Festival. On pianist Bill Evans' first LP, New Jazz Conceptions, recorded back in 1956, Waltz for Debbie was a short unaccompanied piano sketch lasting a little more than a minute. But here, from the OJC Masters series, we're going to play you the full-bodied 7 minutes. With that wonderful rhythm section of Scott LaFaro on bass and Paul Motion on drums, this is Bill Evans with Waltz for Debbie.
Thank you.
The irreplaceable Bill Evans closing jazz lineup for this week. Jazz on 3 for Monday night features a New York bebop group called, bizarrely, Mostly Other People Do the Killing. But from me, Claire Martin, bye-bye.
Hello from me, Susan Sharp, and welcome to Through the Night here on Radio 3. It's good to have your company. For the next hour of the early morning, the music is Schubert's, his song cycle Die schöne Müllerin. A carefree young miller follows a burbling stream till it leads him to a mill. There he falls in love with the miller's daughter and believes she's his. But a huntsman wins her over, and the implication at the end of the cycle is that the miller drowns himself in the stream in despair. We're introduced first to the lusty young miller, and then in the second song, to the other main protagonist, the stream itself. The tenor here, Christophe Prégardien, and the forte pianist, Andreas Steyer.
Das Wandern ist des Millers, ist das Wandern. Das Wandern ist des Millers, ist das Wandern. Das muss ein schlechter Müller sein, dem niemals fiel das Wandern ein. Das Wandern, das Wandern, das Wandern, das Wandern. Vom Wasser haben wir es gelernt, vom Wasser. Vom Wasser haben wir es gelernt, vom Wasser. Das hat nicht Rast bei Tag und Nacht, die stets auf Wanderschaft bedacht. Das Wasser, das Wasser, das Wasser, das Wasser. Das sehen wir auf den Rädern ab, den Rädern. Das sehen wir auf den Rädern ab, den Rädern. Nicht gerne stille stehen, die sich bei Tag nicht müde geht. Die Räder, die Räder, die Räder, die Räder. Die Steine selbst, so schwer sie sind, die Steine. Die Steine selbst, so schwer sie sind, die Steine. Sie tanzen mit den Montern rein und wollen gar noch schneller sein. Die Steine, die Steine, die Steine, die Steine. O Wander, Wander, meine Lust, o Wander. O Wander, Wander, meine Lust, o Wander. Herr Meister und Frau Meisterin, lasst mich in Frieden weiterziehen und wandern und wandern und wandern und wandern. Ich hört ein Bächlein rauschen, wohl aus dem hinab zum Tale rauschen, so frisch und wunderhell. Ich weiß nicht, wie mir wurde, nicht wie den Rat mir gab. Ich musste auch hinunter mit meinem Wanderstab. Ich musste auch hinunter mit meinem Wanderstab. Hinunter und immer weiter. Und immer dem Bache nach, und immer heller rauschte, und immer heller der Bach, und immer heller rauschte, und immer heller der Bach. Ist das denn meine Straße? O Bächlein, sprich, wohin? Wohin, sprich, wohin? Du hast mit deinem Rauch ganz belauscht den Sinn.
was sag ich denn vom Rauschen? Das kann kein Rauschen sein. Es singen wohl Lilixen tief unten ihren Rhein. Es singen wohl Lilixen tief unten ihren Rhein. Lass singen, Gesell, lass rauschen und wandre fröhlich nach. Es gibt ja Mühlenräder in jedem klaren Bach. Es gibt ja Mühlenräder in jedem klaren Bach. Lass singen, Gesell, lass rauschen und wandre fröhlich nach, fröhlich nach, fröhlich nach. Den Erlen heraus, durch Rauschen und Singen bricht Rädergebraus, bricht Rädergebraus. Ei, willkommen, süßer Mühlengesang. Ei, willkommen, süßer Mühlengesang. Und das Haus wie so traurig, die Fenster wie blank und die Sonne wie helle vom Himmel sie scheint. Die Sonne wie helle vom Himmel sie scheint. Ei, Bächlein, liebes Bächlein, war es also gemeint. Ei, Bächlein, liebes Bächlein, war es also gemeint. War es also gemeint, war es also so gemeint. War es also gemeint, mein rauschender Freund, dein Sieg, dein Klingen. War es also gemeint, war es also gemeint. Zur Müllerin hin, so lautet der Sinn. Geld, hab ich's verstanden, hab ich's verstanden. Zur Müllerin hin, zur
tausend Arme zu rühren, könnt ich brausend die Räder führen, könnt ich wehen durch alle Heide, könnt ich drehen alle Steine, dass die schöne Müllerin werte meinen treuen Sinn, dass die schöne Müllerin werte meinen treuen Sinn.
sehen Sie. Ach, wie ist mein Arm so schwach? Was ich hebe, was ich trage, was ich schneide, was ich schlage, jeder Knappe tut mir's nach, jeder Knappe tut mir's nach. Und da sitz ich in der großen Runde, in der stillen, kühlen Feierstunde. Der Meister sagt zu allen, euer Werk hat mir gefallen, euer Werk hat mir gefallen. Und das liebe Mädchen sagt, allen eine gute Nacht. Arme zu rühren, könnt ich brausend die Räder fühlen, könnt ich wehen durch alle Heine, könnt ich drehen alle Steine, dass die schöne Müllerin Märte meinen Träumen sind, dass die schöne Müllerin Märte meinen Träumen sind, dass die schöne Müllerin. Ich frage keine Blume, ich frage keinen Stern, sie können mir alle nicht sagen, was ich erfühl so gern. Ich bin ja auch kein Gärtner, die Sterne stehen zu hoch. Mein Bächlein will ich fragen, ob mich mein Herz belohnt. O Bächlein meiner Liebe, ist das eine Wörtchen, das andere heißet nein. Die beiden Wörtchen schließen die ganze Welt mir ein. Die beiden Wörtchen schließen mir ein.
Sterne, Stellt euer Brausen ein, an ihr bunten Waldvögelein.